Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Babe podcast. I have an episode for you today that I think you will absolutely love. My dear friend, Ashley Gordon, who you probably remember from the Manifesting Soul Sisters podcast episode that I did with my soul sisters a few weeks ago. Well, we sat down and we talked all about the idea and the process of using music to help you become a better manifester. I love how this episode was born. Ashley and I were in Sedona with the other girls back in the end of June, beginning of July, something like that. And I was sharing with the group how the song that was currently playing in the car was a song that I manifested a lot of my current life to, and how I used music to help me manifest what I currently have. And I immediately could see Ashley. She lit up because she immediately said, "Oh my God, you use music to manifest too? I seriously haven't talked about this with anyone. I don't know anyone else who's talking about this, but seriously, I do the exact same thing." And so we briefly shared the similarities between our processes and decided that this had to be a podcast because neither of us have ever brought it up before. Maybe I did like in passing in some of my courses or some of her courses, but never officially on a podcast. So you may have heard this episode already because she uploaded this on her podcast about a month ago, but I decided to save it until we got through the Rich Babe Academy launch so that I could really pump out the money-related content for you guys. And now finally we are here, and so I get the opportunity to upload it onto my podcast. So here it is, Manifesting Through Music. If you guys don't know Ashley officially, she's not only someone I've had the pleasure of growing super close with over the last year, but she's also a master mindset coach, creator of the Badass Manifestor brand and podcast, the founder of Quantum Coaching Method, and specializes in helping coaches master their craft to be world-class leaders and create world-class transformation for themselves and their clients. Let us know after the episode by tagging us on the Insta stories how you love this technique and the magic it works through your life too. I'm at Manifestation Babe. She's at Manifest with Ash. Okay, let's dive into today's episode.
So excited to jam with you on manifesting with music.
I know. I'm really excited because we randomly brought this up when we were together in Sedona. And then you looked at me and you're like, "Catherine, this has to be a podcast." And I'm like, "Yes, let's do it." And now we're actually doing it.
It's happening. We're manifesting it. Hey.
Hey.
So I'm curious to know about your experience with music and how it's kind of like been part of your journey. Because when we were talking about it when we were away, I don't even know how it came up, but I was like, manifesting with music. And you're like, yes, it's been such a big part of my journey. And I'm like, me too. Like, hardcore. And I feel like there's a couple reasons why. And I'll go into it.
I said a song was playing and I said to everybody in the car, I said, I manifested this thing to this song. Or like, it was on my way to Sedona. Yeah. I was listening to my playlist from 2016 when I was just envisioning my life in Los Angeles and my business and what it's going to look like. And all of those songs came up and it's just so cool to, it was so cool for me to drive to Sedona to be at this level in my life. And then also reflect on how at one point I was envisioning things so much smaller than what I experienced today. And how with each playlist, I can go on Spotify and literally go back to my older playlist and be like, oh my God, I was manifesting my first Bali trip to this song. I was manifesting my first car, like the car that I actually want and buy for myself, not something, that I buy just out of what I can afford, but something I can actually choose for myself to this song. And then you were like, oh my God, Catherine, I do that too. And I was like, I don't think that I've ever talked about this, using music as a tool. And I don't think I've ever heard anyone else doing it too. Even though I tell people, you know, my students, like, make manifestation playlists. But I think that people don't really understand how to use it and why it works. Mm. And so I think that's why we got really excited to do this.
You said it perfectly. It's so true. And as you're, you know, like going into the playlist and reliving those moments in time where you manifested certain things, so that you're literally tuning in, like music tuning, like you're tuning your frequency to the frequency of those moments in time. And then to the frequency of moments in the future too. Because we were talking, like, music is sound healing, right? It's literally sound healing. Sound is frequency, sound is energy. And so you can use music, like the actual sound of the orchestra or whatever, the drums or the whatever instrument's playing, but also the lyrics.
Yes. See, it's so funny. It's funny you mention lyrics, because for me, it was never about the lyrics. And I'm sure some of the songs I listen to, the lyrics have absolutely nothing to do with manifesting or anything like that. I'm sure the lyrics were very random, but I come from a dance background. So my mom and my grandma very passionately put me into dance classes when I was very, very young. Art classes first, then dance classes. And so I've been doing ballroom dancing from the ages of 5 to about 15, so 10 years. And all I hear in my head, like all I would do in school, like way back in the day, is I would practice my dance routines at my table, where my feet would actually move, and less so of my feet, it was more like my toes. Like I would visualize myself. This is like my early days of visualization. I would visualize my dance routines and I would tap my toes and I would hear the music and I would specifically hear the beat. And so and that's why I'm really connected to drums, as you know, with our new band, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Plants. Like my instrument is a drum, and it's because I resonate so much with it for various reasons, but in this lifetime, it's the dance background. So for me, it's a beat thing, and certain beats evoke certain emotions for me. And it can go either way. Some songs will evoke certain emotions for me, which will help me tap into that frequency. And sometimes I will go into listening to a song with a certain emotion for the intention of anchoring in an intention into that song. So you asked, like, how did I start this, or like, where did this come from, or what my journey is? I remember my very first time doing this was in my parents' bedroom, listening to a song. The song title was very aligned, but I don't think the words make any sense. That's why, again, I don't listen to the lyrics. It was called Metaphysical. Mm-hmm. And this is when I just had my spiritual awakening. This is post Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins is all about anchoring people to music. There are certain songs that evoke certain emotions at his event. And when you leave a Tony Robbins event, you listen to that playlist or certain songs, and you immediately come back into a Tony event, and it evokes what he calls peak state. And so around that time, I decided to set aside times to visualize, because I just dove back into the world of law of attraction. I wanted to take it very seriously. And so I was like, I need to set aside time to visualize. Mm-hmm. And so for 10 minutes a day, every single day, I would be like, now is my visualization time. But doing it in silence is boring. So I wasn't like, I knew to do this on purpose. It was just that I was like, let me play a song. And so I'd play these particular songs over and over and over and over and over again. And I remember my initial visualization was me driving to go pick up Brennan from the airport in Los Angeles on the PCH, driving my white Audi S5 at the time. That's what I was manifesting. And I could see my life in Los Angeles. And it was just like, I had the windows down and I had like, I remember like visioning a Starbucks cup in my hand and just feeling this freedom. Like my business is successful. I'm picking up my boyfriend who at the time we were doing like a long distance relationship. And I didn't know that he was going to follow me to LA just 6 weeks later. So I was like envisioning this life to this music. And I would pick different songs for different things. But I remember just like, whenever I would listen to them, it would just bring that intention back. It would allow me to tap in so fast where even if I'm having a really bad day after work, I come home, I'm like, it's visualization time. And I turn on the song and I immediately feel like I'm already living that reality. And then what would start happening, Ashley, is that my business, when it finally did take off and I would listen to those songs again, I'm like, holy shit, everything I envisioned to this song, I'm now living. And then I remember there was a specific song to Bali. And I would even like 5 years before I even went to Bali for the first time, I would listen to this song and I'd be like, one day I'm going to travel to Bali and I'm going to play this song. And then I came to Bali, I hosted my first retreat. And on that playlist, unintentionally, I didn't even know this, I started playing a song while the girls were like journaling. I was giving them some journaling prompts and we were sitting all together. And I was like, wait a second, I was manifesting Bali to the song and I'm sitting in Bali right now. Holy shit. Like, this is incredible.
That's such a peak moment right there. Like,
it is. That, like,
realization. Did you tell them in the moment?
I did. I totally did. Because then I had to explain like what I mean by that and how they can also implement it in their life. And I think why manifesting with music is so powerful is first and foremost, the process of doing it, but then also the reflection of when the thing manifests, you have a song to then reflect. And it gives you so much gratitude and so much appreciation to be like, oh my God, this happened. This is real. And then guess what? It fuels the next manifestation because now you have proof. Now you can go and pick another song and start this process over again, but you have that much more faith backing it up so that the next time it's going to happen so much faster.
Oh my gosh.
I'm curious about you. What is your experience?
Well, when you were saying that, like when you're in that state, that peak state of full trust, it's like a knowing. It's like you're listening to the song and you already know that everything that you want is going to happen. Yeah. Everything that you're feeling into. I'm like, for me personally, it helps me tap into like a deep feeling state. So we've talked about this. We're both non-specific manifestors, right? Mm-hmm. You are too.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening and you're like, I'm more specific, you can use it either way, but it works really well if you are a non-specific manifestor because you can just decide what feeling state and then have the music amplify that tenfold. And just like Abraham Hicks says, like staying in that feeling state for, I think she says 17 seconds, but think about a song. You're there for 2, 3, 4 minutes sometimes.
Yeah.
So you're like really staying in that state. And so for me, it started really interesting because I was in a high school relationship. And when we broke up, we had like all these songs from our relationship, you know, and we had like this whole Jack Johnson CD and like all this like music. And when we broke up, I tortured myself by listening to all of our music
over and over do that again.
Right. And like, if you can relate to that, like if you've been there where you dramatize your life by listening to like dramatic music, that's something you don't want to do when you listen, when you're manifesting with music. Cause I feel like that actually perpetuated a negative state for me. Can you relate to that at all?
I used to torture myself. Like, and I don't know why we do, what is wrong with us that we do that?
I don't know. I thought it would bring him back. Like, I think that's what I thought.
Yeah. I feel like it always comes with the best intentions. But then when you grow up and you look back, you're like, no, that doesn't make any sense. And also as manifestation teachers, like now today, like really understanding how this works. First of all, you don't ever want to manifest like a specific ex back because how do you know that they're divinely right for you? How do you know that there is not the person who's meant for you, that if you just stay open and trust that the universe is going to bring that person, it doesn't matter. Maybe they could totally be your ex. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes we're like, break up that weren't meant to break up. But like, why would you want to be in charge of that? And that's what I teach my students. I'm like, don't just know. Just
it's not in charge.
No, like be in charge of loving yourself and then give up the rest to the universe.
And I saw, so that was the time when I was told by my mom that I had to watch the movie The Secret. And so I started watching that and I was like, oh my God, I'm doing this in the completely wrong direction. Like I realized what I was doing like right then and there. And then I started to just go all in with the universe. And I've always had a connection to music. So when I first started manifesting, consciously manifesting, I started to use music as a communication tool. So I would say to the universe, like, send me a song that I'm meant to hear right now. And if you're really with me, like, let me hear the message that I need to hear in the next song. Like, tell me in the next song. And I would really be super specific like that. And then as it started to happen, I started to have songs. I started to listen to songs as if it was any love song at all, I would imagine that it was the universe singing to me.
Oh,
so weird. So
sweet.
But it was cool. Like, you know, the Michael Bublé song. That's like the everything song. It's like, you're my everything. And that's not the song, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And I was like, that's me in the universe. And then it just kind of like trickled out from there. And when I started my business and people would ask me like, how's your business, when I didn't have any money or like didn't have any clients yet.
I hated that question back then.
Oh my God. It's growing. It's growing. It's going amazing. Like it's expanding every day. And I would say these things and then I would listen to songs to get me into the feeling of that. Like listen to songs to help me attract clients, to attract financial abundance, to step into the rich babe version of myself and like really let myself be all in with the song. But I was really big with lyrics.
I see.
Really big with lyrics. So like one of the first songs that was like, it's such a weird song, but, and it played yesterday, but it was, I got my mind set on you. I got my mind. Do you know that song? Please say it.
I literally do not listen. I'm telling you, I don't hear the words. And it's so interesting because this could be like a total side conversation. It's not necessarily like what we're talking about, but something else that happens with music too. And I don't know if you think about this too, and what your thoughts are, you know, about it, is that a lot of the music, especially mainstream music, is actually not good for our subconscious mind, because there's a lot of lyrics in there that I personally don't want to manifest. And so for me, how I've been able to just kind of mediate that is I choose mostly songs that don't have lyrics. So mostly like electronic music, and especially more so like plant medicine music now has great vibes. Like there's no bad words in there or whatever. And by bad words, I don't mean curse words, because I curse all the time, but I mean like things singing about like going broke
or dying,
like seeing people get shot. Like I really don't want to attract that. Like I don't want that to be in my energy, and I don't want to be in its energy. And so I've become very aware of mainstream music, and so I don't really listen to mainstream music. And so the songs that I'm very particular about, I make sure that on a lyric level they're pretty like high vibration, but again for me it's like the beat of the music.
Serenaded me to Maracas. Just want to see everybody to know that. That was amazing.
Yes. That was amazing. I was going to say, like, what is your opinion or thoughts on the lyrics of like more
music? Oh my God, you nailed it. I mean, it's 100% true. Like you really want to be aware of the things that you're saying to yourself, because music is repetitive. They play it on the radio over and over and over again, and you're singing it over and over and over again. So you want to be aware of what you're singing.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, bye bye, Miss American Pie, blah, 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 and you're like, this will be the day that I die 10 million times, like, might want to cancel, clear, and delete that.
That's so true. And it, you know, on a subconscious level, like it bypasses that critical factor because it's so catchy, it's so repetitive. You dance to it, you move your body to it, everyone is singing it. And so when you normalize something to that degree, it just bypasses right into the subconscious mind. And then it's done over and over again, like an affirmation. And I think that even looking, and now I'm thinking about it, like, what if, and you know what's so funny? Like, things, as I start talking, you know, and podcasting, things like pop up like crazy in my mind, because I just realized the origin of my manifesting with music story. It was not just me randomly doing it in 2016. It was actually back in college. I bought this program, and I think they still exist today. And I don't necessarily remember what exactly they're called, but I think it's called Mind Movies. And it was basically like this software, very basic software that I purchased because I just came into the manifestation world. And so I really wanted to maximize it. And this company said that you can create your own videos with music that inspires you. Mm-hmm. And you have like, it's like a slideshow of pictures that you want to manifest, and you can put words on it. And actually my mom just got it, like, cause she's now like diving back into this spirituality world, and she's so into it. And she has her mind movie that she watches every single day. But I remember going to college on the bus, my hour and a half commute, and watching that video at least three times. And it was like pictures of the Caribbean and pictures of the Maldives and pictures of my dream engagement ring and my dream wedding and et cetera, et cetera. And it was very specific. Like, you have to put high vibe music. Like, it has to be uplifting music because that assists with the whole subconscious penetration. Yes. Forgive that word.
It is the anchoring. I like the penetration better. Penetration is the new anchoring.
It really is. Yeah. It just penetrates the subconscious mind so that you take in. And even like thinking about this practically, you could listen to songs and do visualization, but you could also create like affirmations that you say to yourself as you're listening to the music. And I love that you brought up Abraham Hicks, because they talk about 17 seconds and the song is 2, 3, 4 minutes.
Right. You're in it. You're so in it. I actually posted, I think last year, a video of me listening to some electronic song in my convertible, like The Wind Was Blowing, Don't Worry, I Was Safe. It was like a little quick video, but I was like, like, this is how I manifest. Like, that is literally how I manifest. A lot of it happens in the car, listening to music, feeling so good, feeling so high vibe, like sunny's on, wind blowing through my hair, like just listening and feeling into the reality that I'm creating. Yeah. And it can just be a general feeling. If you're like, you don't know where to start, it can be a general feeling of just something amazing is about to happen in my life. Oh. That's kind of where I started.
Can we talk about the rocks in Sedona and how you and I had the exact same realization as we were setting intentions for the year?
Yeah.
Okay. You share the story.
Okay. So we're hiking up Cathedral Rock and it was amazing. And we get to this plateau and there's intention rocks. So Lauren's like, these are intention rocks for the year. And we all pick our rocks and we just take a minute and we're focusing our energy and intention on like where we want to be a year from now. And I'm just kind of like thinking like, where am I going to be a year from now? Where am I going to be a year from now? What do I want? What do I want? And I was just like, something amazing. Like I just put in a feeling. It was just a really abundant feeling into the rock. And then afterwards you shared that you didn't know what to put into the rock either. Like you couldn't imagine what your life was going to be like a year from now. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I was getting really aggravated at my rock.
Oh, you were getting mad at the rock.
I was getting so aggravated and I couldn't figure it out. And I was like thinking of things that I genuinely want to manifest within the next year. But I remember like, immediately my mind was just like, but how is it going to happen? And it's like, that normally doesn't interfere with me because I have ingrained it into my subconscious mind that the how doesn't matter, that it's going to happen. Right. So I was like, why is this happening? And I just got so aggravated. And I remember being like, Catherine, you're a non-specific manifester, which just to clarify for everyone listening, that comes from something in human design. But like also the way that you can think about it without even knowing your human design chart is just think about how you feel the most stress-free when you're manifesting. Like when you're doing a manifestation ritual, does it stress you out to think of every single detail and every single thing that has to happen in every single, like when I envision my dream home, it's really a feeling. I can envision the generic structure. I can envision very basic things, but I can't tell you what color my doorknob is and what kind of flooring it has and specifically where each room is. That shit stresses me out. And for some people, it stresses them out to not think of the details. And so a non-specific manifester, you just need to tap into the feeling of. And a specific manifester, you also tap into the feeling, but you generate that feeling from the details. You like really clearly, vividly see it and describe it. And you're like, yes, this is amazing. And then you can feel that feeling. With non-specific manifestors, it's the feeling that then creates the details, right?
Absolutely.
And so Ashley and I are both non-specific manifestors. And so to specifically figure out where we're going to be a year from now, that was not working for us. And I love that we both had that realization, because when we talked about what did you put in your rock? What did you put in your rock? I said, literally, I didn't know what to put in my rock except for the fact that this time next year, I'm going to look back at the year and go, and my mind will be blown. Like it's going to be so mind-blowingly good that I couldn't even have predicted it. And that's the intention I put in my rock. And that's the intention that you put in your rock. And so it's really cool to talk about that and to bond about that, because not many people get it, especially specific manifestors. They don't get it. And a lot of specific manifestors, when they're teaching manifestation, they teach everybody to be as specific as you possibly can. Because apparently the universe is so dumb that the universe doesn't know what you are, the frequency at which you're vibrating at, like that you have to tell the universe, I need this, this, and this, and this, and this, and that it, the universe is somehow not able to access it from you without even you saying it or describing it perfectly.
I'm so glad you said that, because I tell my students all the time and myself, I don't need to sit in meditation or drive in my car and go over what I want 50 million times. I don't need to do that, because the universe already knows what you want. It already knows what you want. It knows everything. So all you have to do is get into that bigger frequency, that knowing that something amazing is going to happen, that your life 1 year from now is going to be unrecognizably freaking phenomenal. Like it's going to be insane. And when you said that, what I felt in my body was just like that rocket, like that, you know, in The Secret, when they have like those bubbles around people that like go off.
Yes.
That's what I felt. And like, that's what I saw. And that feeling is so powerful.
Yeah. And whatever you end up manifesting is what you want. It's very in alignment with the feeling. Whatever you end up manifesting gives you that feeling, and you're after the feeling in the first place. So if we can just let go of all the details and all the things, because I know like even manifesting with music, it's not like I'm thinking in detail that specifically, though sometimes I can envision it and sometimes I just can't. And that's just like, it just depends on how far I can get into the details. But the music really is about the feeling, and feeling is the frequency, and frequency is the language of the universe.
Yes. Boom.
Boom. That's it. Done.
That's it. Done. Wrapping up. Just kidding. No. When you are, when you're in that frequency too, I'm not thinking like, I need to make $100,000 in 1 month by this date at this time, right? Like you said, like if you are working on manifesting money, for me, it's always like, how will I feel when I have that? And how can I tune into that version of me now? So like, there are some songs that really get me into like luxury vibes, you know, and I'm in this like luxurious feeling. And it's not like I'm imagining myself with like my Chanel bag walking down Rodeo Drive. That's not necessarily what I'm seeing. It's purely a feeling.
Yes.
You know?
It's pure consciousness, which is what we are, which is what everything is, which is, as my mom calls it, the truth behind the universe.
You listening right now are pure consciousness with unlimited possibilities to tap into any frequency that you choose of a plethora of unlimited amounts of abundance that are surrounding you right now. What are you choosing to tap into?
Boom. Mic drop. Now we can finish. But can we, you know, just to keep it like super practical, what is something that the people listening right now to the episodes on both of our podcasts, what can they like you know, just you and I can both share, unless we are about to say the same thing, which tends to happen, which happens a lot. What can people do? Like, how can they start manifesting with music? What does that look like? And why is this tool such a great tool for them to try?
Love that. So the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, start a playlist for yourself. We have playlists that you can follow. I have one, Attracting Abundance. I know you have a bunch. And start your own playlist. Listen to others, but listen to songs and music and feel what comes up for you. Tune into, does this make me feel really, really high vibe? Does this make me feel kind of relaxed? And then you can make different playlists for what you want to manifest. That's a good starting point.
I was going to say the same thing, so I'm not surprised at all. I would say, like, just to add to what you were saying, like even having a playlist just for when you do your finances, like something that evokes abundance. I know that a lot of people, the first few times that they start diving into the money mindset work, like I challenge my students to go check their bank account and go sit with it and really understand what's going on there, because all your bank account is a 3D manifestation, a reflection of what's going on inside of you. And so you need to first start feeling really good about money, regardless of what you see in your bank account. And so I used to challenge, and I still do inside of my Rich Babe Academy, like go and do your financial stuff, like go look into your statements, figure out exactly how much money you have, but do it to a playlist that makes you feel rich.
Yes.
Do it to a playlist that makes you want to dance when you look at money and dance with money and party with money. So that's like a money playlist. And then let's say that you are manifesting a romantic relationship. Have a playlist that makes you feel those sexy vibes or whatever, however you want to feel in a relationship, right? The deep unconditional love, the connection, the great sex or whatever it is. Like have a playlist that actually makes you feel those things so that when you're listening to that, when you're on the Tinder app, which is how I met my husband, or you are, you know, I mean, I feel like virtual is how everyone's doing in the era of COVID, everyone's forced to find a mate virtually. So let's say that in the midst of your online dating, you know, whatever you're doing, swiping left or swiping right, like you're listening to those songs and you're
really. And I have a song. I just want to put this out there. The song that I will like praise is the song that helped me manifest my soulmate. This is going to probably get some feedback, because I know not everybody loves Nickelback, but it is a Nickelback song. And it's called Gotta Be Somebody. Go listen to that song if you're manifesting your soulmate. Seriously. Really good. Gotta Be Somebody.
I love that. And so, yeah, basically everything that you want to manifest, create a playlist and just start there. And then just set aside time at first to really anchor that in. A song or two at a time for a practice. And then after that, I really love to work to my playlist. I have like a business playlist. I have my money playlist, right? And then maybe you listen to it while you're cleaning or doing something else. And that way it helps you really stay in that state throughout the day, because manifesting is not what you do in that 10-minute period. Manifesting is what you do in the other 23 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, true. It's so true. Like, you could be listening to all the music and getting into all the feelings, and then you can go and do something else that I don't want to say cancels it out, but sends mixed signals to the universe.
Yeah. And then you get a mixed life.
Yeah. Mixed up energy, mixed up life. And I even have a playlist for full self-expression, because I'm always working on just fully expressing myself. And that was like one of my big breakthroughs that we had in Sedona. And it's like just dancing and moving my body and tapping into that divine feminine through a full self-expression playlist, whatever music makes you feel fully expressed.
Yes. Yeah. And it's going to look different. So like, as Ashley said, come look at our playlist. And I don't even know if all of mine are public or how old they are. I stick with more like, I have one called Vibin High AF, and that basically is like the summary of all areas of my life put together, all the things put together. But you know, what makes me feel a certain way might not make you feel a certain way. And with Ashley's playlist, same thing. This is what Ashley resonates with. So get inspiration, but then create your own playlist and then let us know how that works for you.
Yeah, definitely let us know. Tag us for sure. We want to be part of your journey with manifesting with music. And I just have to ask you, Can you recall one song that makes you feel like rich and abundant and full of everything that you're creating right now?
Oh my God. Hold on. Let me go to my actual playlist called Vibin' High AF, because that one is just like, it's like so weird. It has nothing. The songs that I listen to, it's the beat. Again, it's the beat that invokes.
Give us a beat and I'll give you a song with lyrics that I like. So
you go first. Because okay. I'm still looking.
There's so many. So if you are like ready to attract money right now, there's a song called Buzzin' and it's all about money. It's like, and I feel like money is attracted to me. I come around. So that's that song. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
I need some good songs from you with lyrics because mine have no lyrics. And so okay.
I'll send you my playlist with lyrics because I think it's good. And then the Beyonce song Upgrade You.
Ooh.
Do you know that one?
No, but like I like the titles that you're giving me.
Yeah, Upgrade You. It's really, really good. George Michael Faith, because you gotta have faith. I'll just sing to you about
please.
So many. Okay. Thank what do you
all
have?
The time. Oh my God. There's a song that Brennan and I, every time we hear it, we just look at each other and we're just like, we're both envisioning at the same time, like traveling in the Maldives but I'm telling you, I don't remember titles. This is a horrible question for me because I also don't remember what song, like the names of songs. I don't think
it's a horrible question. I think it actually models that it doesn't matter.
True.
It doesn't matter if you know the song, if you know the lyrics, like it's all about the energy that you feel in the moment. So
true. Yes. I think it's Know This Love. Yeah. Know This Love by Cream with a K.
Okay.
is one of my songs where I've listened. A lot of these songs I listen to on airplanes as I'm traveling to destinations because travel is one of my like absolute just things that I'm after in life, like experiences, not necessarily things, but more so experiences. Travel makes me feel rich AF, like just super luxurious, free. Freedom is very important to me. And so I have a lot of these songs that I listen to on airplanes to help me even more so anchor it in that this represents that travel. I'm going to be traveling all the time. Like travel is a part of my life. Travel is very easy for me to manifest. Staying at 5-star resorts, first class flights, not a problem. Always going to be a part of my life because this is my new standard. And so a lot of these songs I listen to purposely on planes, on repeats, as I'm visualizing what our trip is going to be like. And one of them is Know This Love by Cream. And another one that I really love is, I think it's, there's two actually. No, it's Up All Night by Lamar.
I love that song. Yes.
Yes?
I've heard that
song.
Oh my
God, you know this song. Okay. Yeah. I would say those are my top two right now.
Awesome. I love that. And then all, like, obviously the billionaire song. I want to be a billionaire.
Oh my God. Yes. Classic.
Classic. Oh my gosh. Such a good combo. I love this.
I know. I love this too.
All right, guys. Well, if you loved it too, we know you did. Tag us, let us know how you feel about this episode. And we can't wait to support you in manifesting with music and living your dreams, like truly living your dreams, whatever it is that you're creating.
Amen. And just to clarify, the tags are at Manifest with Ash, A-S-H, and at Manifestation Babe, because we really do love it when we get tagged. And we really do love hearing your guys' feedback. And anytime a tip works for you guys, like that just makes our heart sing. So definitely tag us, let us know. And we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.